Tomorrow will mark 1 year since Americans were first jolted with the images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Since then, many more pictures and reports have emerged, some from Iraq, others from Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. There have been trials and convictions of some low-level military personnel. Top officials who were investigated by the Pentagon's Inspector General have been exonerated. As NPR's David Wellner reports, many members of the Senate feel more must be done to get to the bottom of the Abu Ghraib scandal.
Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy is on the Armed Services Committee and has been one of the Senate's most outspoken critics of what happened at Abu Ghraib. Noting the upcoming anniversary of the scandal on the Senate floor, Kennedy pointed out that only sergeants and privates have been charged with misdeeds.
But after nine investigations by the Defense Department, without a single prosecution, after we have more than 20 individuals that have actually been beaten or tortured to death, and the determination by the administration that not a single one of them is going to face discipline, it's time that we take action.
And as California Democrat Dianne Feinstein noted, of the five generals who were probed by the Pentagon, only one received even an admonishment.
I have a hard time believing only one person should be held responsible for the kinds of things that went on at Abu Ghraib.
In the years since the Abu Ghraib scandal broke, the Senate has been divided, and not always along party lines, over how much it should look into the matter. For Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman, enough has been done.
I don't think at this point there is any question about not getting to the bottom. I think we've gotten to the bottom. I think we've figured out who is responsible, and certain people have been convicted, and we've also said who's not responsible.
And although Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe is a senior member of the Armed Services Committee, which has held a number of hearings on Abu Ghraib, he thinks it's the efforts to investigate the scandal that have really hurt the nation's image.
I think we've done too much already. I think that we've covered it. It was well taken care of. There are a few people, about nine, who did things they should not have done. Those people have now been disciplined, and I think that this should conclude it.
That view is not shared, though, by a fellow Republican who's also a member of the Armed Services Panel, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
Our work is not yet done. Right now, it's just sergeants and privates. And I don't want to second guess what a report may say about higher-ups, but I am very committed to the idea that the basic dynamic that led to Abu Ghraib be addressed as much as the individual misconduct.
Another Armed Services member, Arizona Republican John McCain, has complained repeatedly over the past year about what he considers a lack of cooperation from the Pentagon.
I think there's been a good faith effort made by Senator Warner and the Armed Services Committee, but it's been extremely difficult, and it remains extremely difficult. But we're going to have hearings on their findings and, if necessary, continue to pursue it.
But while the Armed Services Committee continues probing prisoner abuse, efforts by Democrats on the Republican-run Senate Intelligence Committee to investigate interrogation abuses have gone nowhere. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.